Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Prager University, also known as PragerU, has filed a federal lawsuit in California against Google and YouTube for censoring its educational videos. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This lawsuit, Matt, charges that YouTube, which is owned by Google, used its restricted filtering as a political gag mechanism to silence PragerU. What they mean is that YouTube has a censoring mode, and so some of the censoring mode might flag them that are pornographic or violent or not appropriate for certain age children. And then if you on your receiving end have some kind of filtering system on your computer, particularly public libraries, you will not be able to see those. Well, that's nice if you ultimately put in those categories the right thing. If something is pornographic, yeah, you can put it in the pornographic category, and then the person who wants to filter that can filter that, or something that's violent, or whatever it might be. But the problem is here, Google, which is the owner of YouTube, put in these categories, PragerU videos, so that someone who wants to filter, for example, pornography or extreme violence, but they want to find some good educational video about Israel that has nothing to do with violence or pornography, well, when you pop PragerU's video into that category, you can't find it. And that's the issue, in part, that PragerU is complaining about in this federal lawsuit.
Yeah, and they're being targeted by individuals who clearly have an ideological opposition to the message that PragerU is putting in these videos. And these are, as you know, Matt, these are just innocuous, very kind of run-of-the-mill educational videos that aren't violent. They're not even controversial unless you're a flaming leftist. And normally, as conservatives, we would say, well, companies have a right to do what they want to do and run their business as they see fit. But interestingly, I saw a report come out the other day. Did you know that Google controls more than 70% of the content that you see on the internet? So Google and YouTube have such a wide-ranging control of the larger internet that they're effectively a utility. So they are discriminating and censoring conservative speech to silence all dissent from the progressive orthodoxy, and they can't do that.
And this wasn't done according to any algorithm or anything like that, was it? It was actually manual review.
Review, yeah. I mean,
people doing this.
It's not some automatic algorithm that just put these in the category. YouTube acknowledged that this was done manually. So people, individuals, have actually made these decisions. Now, none of these videos violate YouTube's policies. One of the videos that was put in this censored category is the history of the Korean War. One is about legal discussions or decisions of the United States Supreme Court and other courts, landmark rulings. One is about trending current events such as foreign affairs. One is about male-female differences, environmental issues is another. Other topics discussed on university campuses, Israel is another. Even one in which Alan Dershowitz was the speaker on these short videos.
And he's very liberal.
Yeah, yeah, Alan Dershowitz is a liberal, former Harvard University Law School professor, pro-Israel. He's not going to put something out that's violent. He's going to have something that's pro-Israel, and this was a pro-Israel message, and he was the speaker on the video. Well, he got put into the censored category. He pushed back. Finally, YouTube changed it, but YouTube has about 40 of their videos put in this censored category simply because they disagree. Now, other same subject matters, but from a different viewpoint, are allowed by Google and YouTube. So it's very clear that they are just censoring these conservative viewpoints on these subject matters.
Yeah, and these are all very educational, very appropriately done. A lot of young people follow these on school campuses and whatnot. You know, so there's nothing inappropriate about these at all.
No, it's been PragerU was founded by radio talk show host Dennis Prager. It's a conservative nonprofit digital media organization that is associated with and presents the views of leading conservative experts on current and historical events. And millions of people watch these videos. Each one have millions of viewers, so they're very popular.
And they use graphics. It's all very well done, really.
Yeah, it's all very well done.
Well, let's be honest. The reason for this is because, as you just said, Matt, these videos are very popular. They get millions and millions of hits. Many of these videos, they're well produced, very professionally done. They're compelling, they're concise, and they're changing people's minds to a more of a kind of a conservative viewpoint on several of these very important polarizing issues. Well, that's what has motivated Google and YouTube to shut down these videos, because they are popular, because they are effective, because they are well done, because they are compelling. They want to silence them and shut them down.
Yeah. Now, what we have here is, you know, going back to what you mentioned before, this is a private entity, and typically private entities are not regulated by First Amendment. It's usually you have to have a government entity on one side and a private individual on the other side before you have free speech issues that come into play. But here, what we have is the lawsuit is in California. YouTube and Google are headquartered in California. PragerU is headquartered in California. And California has a different rule through its court system. It's one of the handful of states that allows the state constitution, that actually applies, I should say, the state constitution free speech laws to private entities in certain limited situations. And here's where they apply, not only in obviously your typical public areas like streets, sidewalks, and parks, which is traditional, but the courts have said that private shopping malls are places where people gather. They're kind of like the modern parks, the modern sidewalk, the modern streets where people historically through years have gathered together for communication and expressive activity. So private shopping malls, when you want to distribute literature, for example, in a shopping mall or carry a sign in a shopping mall, are governed by free speech laws in California. So this is the first of its kind to actually raise this question about whether YouTube should also be governed in California by free speech requirements. And if so, that would mean that YouTube would need to have objective criteria and apply it uniformly across the board. Doesn't mean that they have to allow everything. It means that they have to just apply it uniformly. If they were applying this censorship uniformly, then they would eliminate a whole range of videos on the same subject matter. But they're not. They're just trying to censor certain viewpoints. So that's the issue, and it'll be an amazing consequence to YouTube if they ultimately lose this case, because it will send shockwaves through YouTube and Google. The difference between the YouTube, Google, Facebook monolithic monopolies and some other private social media or web-based organization is that these have become, as you said, Matt, the primary means of communication today around the world, but particularly in the United States. These are the primary sources of communication. These are the super public fora, if you will. These are the mega public fora. And for them to just shut you down with a flip of a switch because they don't like your viewpoint, that's problematic.
You kind of think of the internet as a modern day amphitheater, so to speak, you know, where they would go and speak back in biblical days or whatever. This is what the internet is doing now.
Yeah, picture, if you will, a sign on the mall that says conservatives not allowed. I mean, that's what they're basically doing.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be the same kind of thing. Uh-huh. Allowing different viewpoints in these places where there's lots of public communication. Well, this will be a big case. We have been monitoring this and will continue to keep up to date with it. We're leading a coalition of organizations to push back against this kind of censorship because of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the so-called hate map, that false defamatory hate label, and some of these other arbitrary and frankly dangerous censorship activities of these entities that are the allies of the SPLC. For more information, visit our website, lc.org, lc.org. You can also sign up for our communication vehicles, emails, newsletters, and more at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.